Happy Friday, everybody. This is another edition of the Dodgers Audio Podcast for May 6, 2016. My name is Reese Nielsen, and I am coming to you to talk Dodgers baseball. Apparently, the Dodgers are having plenty of extracurricular fun lately, as they had two off days on either side of the two-game Tampa Bay series, in which they split. A little bit of highs and lows when they were down at Tropicana Field. The highs being the offense started to flicker into existence. The lows being that the bullpen is still struggling. Another game that could have been very interesting in the late innings turned out to be out of reach because Pedro Baez gave up another three spot. At this point, he is getting shelled, and he knows it to the tune of smiling when guys are taking him yard. And as a fan, you watch that, and you just hope that he can find some kind of movement mechanically as a baseball player to be a better pitcher. But at the same time, as a human, you want him to care more than smiling as he watches these balls being air blasted out of the stadium because he's grooving a 96-mile-an-hour pitch right down the middle. So it was nice to see that Trace Thompson had a moonshot of his own while in Tampa, and we hope that that translates to more offense for him going forward, as the Dodgers are going to need him until we start to get some bodies back off of the disabled list. The Dodgers go to Rogers Center in Toronto, Canada tonight, another indoor stadium. This one will not have the obnoxious catwalks that are actually affecting balls in play. The Dodgers will turn to Kenta Maeda, my early season clubhouse leader for Rookie of the Year. The Dodgers are 14-14 at this point, and they're turning to their pitcher who has a 3-1 record with a 1.41 ERA, while the Blue Jays are also at 500 at 15-15. They turn to their starting pitcher, Stroman, who has started a strong 2016 campaign with a 4-0 record, a 3.77 ERA, which is quite decent for the American League. The Dodgers will have another series with a DH on their batting order, which for me, in this game in particular, is a little disappointing because I am a personal fan of Kenta Maeda's baseball swing. I love seeing him swing the bat at the plate, and frankly, the way the offense has acted over the last few weeks, it's a little bit of a disappointment that he might not have the ability to poke one out of the infield, as conventional wisdom would say the DH replaces the pitcher. So the Dodgers are looking to get out of this skid, if you want to call it. They did have a win in Tampa, but they still have lost seven of their last eight games. Today was an interesting one, as former Dodger killer or Dodger foe, whatever you want to call it, Tim Lincecum, had his showcase that had been building for months and months and months. Finally, they got him live on a mound today. He was wearing some kind of funky cargo shorts where the pockets were like overlapped on his front side of his thighs. Not exactly sure what that was, but outside of the aesthetic, his form and his delivery looks pleasing. So if you were a Giants fan hoping that he gets signed back to a contract with his home franchise, or you are a fan of another team that is in desperate need of some pitching, hint, hint, the Los Angeles Dodgers, you like what you see considering he's hitting his locations after I watched some of his pitching. And he was doing so with movement. Seemed that he was averaging in the low 90s. Which is extremely satisfactory for a guy coming off of hip surgery. And maybe, just maybe, for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tim Lincecum will be the third time's a charm rule. Obviously, the epically awful signing of Jason Schmidt a decade ago pretty much provided zero For the Dodgers in terms of production, as he spent the majority of his time in Dodger Blue injured and then came back to a half-hearted, semi-pathetic, almost painful to watch final comeback attempt as a starting pitcher. Then you had Brian Wilson coming off of some surgeries and some World Series titles, frankly. You thought he would be a nice anchor in the bullpen. It was a mixed bag with Brian, and I'm hoping that if the Dodgers do sign Tim Lincecum to a starting pitcher deal, he will be the next rise in this slowly gaining of returns in Giants pitchers, going from nothing in Jason Schmidt to something in Brian Wilson to something possibly great in Tim Lincecum. But that's all a pipe dream, considering the guy has spent the majority of his career and has three rings with the San Francisco Giants. It's probably hard to assume that he wouldn't even probably take a hometown discount to keep his life the same and play for the same coaches. And the off chance that he doesn't, maybe he wears some Dodger blue. We will see. But at this point, the standings in the NL West are pretty much the same as they've been for the last few weeks. Everybody is just playing in a giant pillow fight. San Francisco at 15-15, Colorado at 14-14, just smacked the Giants in the face last night in AT&T Park. The Los Angeles Dodgers, as you know, at 14-14, they are 3-7 in their last 10. The San Diego Padres are only 2.5 back at 12-17, and Arizona is only 3 back at 12-18. What looked like it might be the strongest division in Major League Baseball might not exactly be the case, or they might just be the recipients of beating up on each other early in the season. We'll have to see a little bit more inter-league play and to kind of help define whether the Dodgers are the only ones that seem to always suffer from playing in the American League. And let's see if that balances the scales in the NL West. I hope you guys have had a good off day and are ready for some baseball. The Dodgers tip off here in about 40 minutes. And of course, the Blazers are still in the postseason. So in the NBA, I'm still saying the word tip off. My apologies. That's like showing up to Dodger Stadium and referring to the manager as the coach, as I did once upon a time. Anyways, guys, I hope you have a good one. It is nice and beautiful and sunny and warm in Portland, Oregon, and I am wrapping up some work, and then I'm going to go out and play some golf. I'm going to do some of that extracurricular fun. If the Dodgers can do it, I feel like I should be able to join in on it. Have a great weekend. Hopefully we can get some offense, and apparently it was Hank Aaron's 85th birthday, and Vin Scully wished him a happy birthday. So happy birthday, Hammer and Hank. Have a great one. Later.